No way I was going to bid on that thing. Or, you know,
but
for
they
one of my children.
Failed because the guy didn't go forward.
That's correct.
I was going to have to fish with everybody else.
They, that, you were then able to assist him, however, in getting a loan of some amount to remove the full lien or just part of the lien, or
between that and an offer of compromise, they have not settled.
Was the amount in question over $30,000? So to justify the taking of that permit and the sacrifice?
I don't have the exact figure, Senator Taylor, but the figure that was bandied around was the IRS said that the permit holder owed close to $100,000, which is highly disputed because most of that was ended up being interest
and penalty stuff. Yeah.
This gentleman was he's an elderly gentleman. His entire income was sustained from fishing. His family is fishermen. He was an initial issuee. Scored very high in the point system in order to get the initial permit. The IRS called this a very egregious case, and so now we have a IRS definition of what an egregious case is.
Yeah. Well, they didn't get it.
Thank you. Senator Lincoln had a question of assistance, and if we could get the director. I'm not sure that it's fair to ask her to answer the political question that goes all the way to us, the governor, and everybody else, but I would hope we could get an overview of what's going on in the subsistence division and whatever she wants to say in response to it.
Well, not just the subsistence division, but my question was also because it seemed to filter through the whole department program by program here. And so I want to know what we're doing also for if the feds are going to be taken over in September.
Mr. Chairman, for the record, my name is Mary Pete. I'm Director of Subsistence Division. Senator Lincoln, the federal subsistence program began in 1990, managing hunting on federal lands, subsistence hunting on federal lands. You're right that there is a plan to perhaps apply federal subsistence fishing regulations beginning October 1st. The moratorium is until September 30th. It may be that our delegation would be able to extend that moratorium. We don't know. But even with that moratorium, the federal program is proceeding with an environmental assessment, which should be due out within a month to see whether they need to do an environmental impact statement to apply federal subsistence fishing regulations on federal under federal jurisdiction, federal reserved waters. In terms of the department has established what we consider to be a more proactive, coordinated approach to address our relationship with the federal subsistence program. This coordinated approach means that we try to put together information in an organized fashion so that our case before the Federal Subsistence Board has just comes off as more organized, so that when we do ask for requests for reconsideration of their decisions, that they proceed better, and the Department of Law has certainly had a hand in that. We've asked for them to reconsider quite a few of their hunting regulations on federal lands, and the goal is to keep the disruptions to state users to a minimum on federal lands, as well as protect the resource.
Just a kind of a general question with regard to the administration of the state law on state lands. Do you have the general feeling that it's working? Are we providing adequate available resources with minimum conflict as we should be?
Mr. Chairman, yes, I think so. I think, you know, there's certainly hot spots, such as the Kenai and the populated areas, but between having non-subsistence areas in around the urban centers, for most of the state, I think the law is working. I think the law is implementable.
Yeah, I think it's the transition areas, the Kenai Peninsula, the road system, that seem to get the pressure and the conflicts, while Western Alaska, YK, doesn't seem to have that much.
That's correct, Mr. Chairman.
Although it may be an availability when you get to salmon, and then you get back into a problem.
That's true.
Any further questions?
Thank you.
I think we have to give up this room to the Ledge Council.
I just got a note.
Oh, they're camping. With that, we will put the bill we had on the schedule the first of our bill schedule for whenever our next bill hearing is. Is that Monday? So we'll take it up on Monday.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
With that, we are adjourned.